from the Coffee and IC Network. Welcome to episode 2 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. I'm joined again by your host, Shalina. Hey there.
Hi again.
Shalina, what is this episode going to be about?
So this episode is going to be about how to deal with WhatsApp, because that's a major part of our lives here and globally as well. Everyone sends messages. This is also for iMessage or any of the messaging apps that are out there, but I use WhatsApp a lot, so I want to talk about the way you deal with the messages coming in, how to not feel overwhelmed and getting too much clutter, because that does happen with these messaging systems.
You know, I think when it's work and then you have email or filing or whatever, you kind of think about it a little bit formally and then you might have a system in place. But I think people don't necessarily treat WhatsApp the same way. They treat it more casually. And so they don't necessarily realize that, you know, all those messages and those big indicators are actually starting to overwhelm them.
There's a lot of issues now with digital clutter for everybody. You know, with these smartphones, there's so much information coming in to us immediately. We get notifications for everything. That red dot can become overwhelming. It makes me feel overwhelmed. So I've removed a lot of those notifications so I don't get them. But I was finding with WhatsApp that it was a big issue. So I get about 200 messages a day from groups, from friends and family, messages from clients in relation to and my business as well. So I get so many messages and I have to deal with them. And it was getting to a point at one stage where I was getting so many messages that I was missing important messages. I wasn't replying to people. And of course, that's not good, especially when it's business related. It was just that these things were coming through and that I was connected to so many people. So I decided to use this system, and I think it will be useful for a lot of other people. That's why I wanted to share it today.
All right. And so what would be your tips to handle this WhatsApp overload?
So the first thing to do is to remove the notifications, especially that red dot that comes up. You don't need that. You don't need to know that you've got 50 WhatsApp messages you have to look at. Maybe change it to the temporary notification that comes up with on the top of the screen and it scrolls down and says you've got a new message. And that's all you need to see. You know, and it'll be in your head and you'll think, you know, maybe you'll want to look at it immediately, but you don't need to feel overwhelmed looking at the number of messages coming in. So that's the immediate thing to do. And then the next thing is to clear your inbox of messages and start again. So what I did was spend about 30 minutes and I went through all of my messages and I either deleted them completely, so deleted the conversations, or if I wanted to keep the conversations, I pressed archive. So I cleared everything in the inbox to the point that I had nothing in the inbox, but the messages that I wanted to keep were archived. And then when anything came through, I could then respond to the message and then either delete the conversation if I didn't need it anymore or archive them. While I was going through this list, I was seeing messages. I get messages from random people that I don't know, and usually I was just ignoring them. But now what I've done is either blocked them, reported them for spam, because sometimes they are spam, and then deleted the conversation. So that has to be done as well. And a lot of us get that kind of spammy WhatsApp messages. Before you do the whole clear up, make a backup. So there's an easy way to go into settings and press backup. So you have a backup of that either on your iCloud, Google Drive, or on one of the cloud systems. So it's there just in case you make a mistake while you're doing the whole clearing up. And there is a way to do an auto backup. So that's the main thing to do with clearing your inbox. Do that, spend time, like if you're sitting on the couch watching TV, you can sit and play with your WhatsApp or your iMessage and delete all the messages. And I did the same for the SMS messages where I deleted a lot of them because I get a lot from shops, which is just annoying. And I unsubscribed from a lot of them as well at the same time. So that's also something I recommend to everybody.
So I think one of the things that's been happening recently is that WhatsApp groups have become really popular. I mean, you look at them as a really convenient way for organizing, whether it's work, whether it's personal, it could be hobbies. I mean, then there's obviously friends and family, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's a member of 5, 7, 10 groups. You look away from your phone for like 2 minutes and cumulatively you have 50s and hundreds of messages. You know, what would be some tips that people could use to help them manage their groups better?
So with those group messages, you can go to settings and mute specific groups. Now, I've done it to mute specific groups and, like, say my family group WhatsApp, I want that on so I can see it immediately. But there's always glitches with WhatsApp, so it doesn't happen. So everything gets muted. So you only see it when you go into the app, which is fine, actually, because I'm in it, so, you know, quite a lot. But yeah, that's a good thing to do with the groups. And I actually removed myself from a lot of the groups after a short space of time. If I don't need to be in that group, if say the event is finished or I'm not interested in the topic that I'm included in, I will remove myself. And people do get offended, but it's for my own sanity. You know, I don't need to be privy to this information. I need to make myself more productive and focus on the messages that are important to my life. And everyone should do that. It sounds selfish, but that's a way to deal with the messages coming into your life and focusing on things that are important for you.
Yeah, and I think we see this quite often too, right? I think people kind of hang on in groups and don't really leave because they don't want to upset somebody or they don't want to be rude.
And after a while, you have to start thinking about yourself when it comes to clutter. It's for your own personal gain. Nobody else is going to care about, you know, how many notifications you get or how many messages you get. And it also helps with replying to the messages. You don't feel overwhelmed that you have to reply to every single message that comes in.
Awesome. So that's it from us from this episode. Thank you very much, Shalina. As always, you can subscribe to the show in any podcast player of your choice. Just look for Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTR ME. You can also find all the episodes of this show by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. We'll see you next week.